We're doing the Ramban, Drashat Torah Hashem Tmimah, the drash in which the Rambam discusses the completeness of the Torah. And last week we saw the introduction of the Ramban, and the Ramban focused on dealing with why is the Torah the greatest proof of God's existence. And the Ramban discussed that the thing that separates us from animals is only the Torah. He said that if you don't have the Torah, if you don't connect God with man, if you don't connect man with the concept of good and bad, and there is an action which God deems correct, and God teaches us is correct, and an action which God says is evil, is bad, then man is going to be like an animal. All that's left is for a man to do what he wishes, what he wants. And the Ramban also gave us a very important concept that man could never attain this if he were left to his own intellect. Man would never come up with the Torah. If left to his own, then he would think that it's free for all. He'd be self-serving his whole life. Even if he would build a society, it would all be with the thought of what's in it for me. And then the Ramban brought us to the next step. The Ramban discussed that God created all, everything God created for the sake of man. And man was created so that he knows his Creator and serve his Creator, praise his Creator, and perform the Torah. And with that, he explained what our sages taught us, that if the Jews wouldn't accept the Torah, God said, I might as well destroy the world. That God said, the whole point is that you recognize me, and that you recognize that I told you this is good and this is bad. And that was the point of the world. And that's where we left off. The Ramban is now going to refer to the Ibn Ezra in his introduction. The Ibn Ezra says a statement in passing. And the Ramban, in much of his commentary on the Torah, disagrees with Ibn Ezra, but always very respectfully. He calls him the great rabbi, the Ibn Ezra. So he says like this, V'Rabbi Avraham ben Ezra, the Ibn Ezra, Marchik ze sheyah olam nivra bishil adam. He distances this thought that God created this whole world for mankind. So we discussed that though the Ramban presents his case very strongly, he seems to say, you must say this. We discussed that not everyone agrees with it, nor does everyone have to agree with it. And the Ibn Ezra who preceded the Ramban, he's one of those that disagrees. Kmo shamar, as the Ibn Ezra said, ve'amrim shebra'o la'arot gvurato la'adam shu shorash yetzirato. And those that say that God created the world to show his might to man, who is the root of God's creation, hinei samu tshuvatam ha'amula chelek katan min ha'shela ha'gdola. They have placed their miserable answer, a small section of the great question. The Ibn Ezra is writing in poetry, as he writes his introduction to the Torah, and he says that that's not so. Man is a small part of the creation, and that's incorrect to say that God created all the galaxies and everything for this small man. So the Ramban says that's exactly why God created the world, and the Ibn Ezra says no way. Mipnei godel haaretz al hayishuv ha'galgal al hakol v'tshuvot she'enan nechochot she'eshiv naniach hadvarim eilu achshav. The Ramban says his proofs are wrong, what he said is wrong, but we're going to leave it now. Ki chefetz el v'yitzirah davar amok meod, because discussing why God wanted to create the world is something that's very, very deep. So the Ramban presented his case. He said, I know the Ibn Ezra disagrees with me. Well, I disagree with him. He's wrong. God did create this whole world and everything for the sake of man, so that man recognizes his Creator and serve his Creator. And says the Ramban, really, there is much more to discuss, but this concept is very deep, and we're going to leave it now. Now, we've discussed in the past that any time we discuss why God created the world, we're really having a discussion that starts at second base. Meaning, every answer you're going to give is going to still have the question, well, why? And at the end, you won't have an answer. So we're always starting at second base. What is the reason that God's revealing to us? We could always work a step back and say, wait a second, God wasn't lacking, God didn't need anything. So whatever you're going to say, we're going to say, yeah, but God wasn't lacking, so why did he need that? You're always going to be able to question what we say. So we have to approach this question differently. We have to say, okay, I can't get at first base. I can't get at that first question of why God created the world. But what I can get at is, what perspective did God want me to have on why He created the world? And that God revealed to us. And that, says the Ramban, is that God revealed to us He created the world because He wanted us to recognize Him, to perform His mitzvot, to recognize between good and bad, to praise Him, etc. אבל בעלי הנפש התנועה ובעלי הנפש הצומחת כולם מודים כי לצורך האדם נברא. All the different organisms that can move, that grow, they all recognize that they were created for the sake of man. וכמו שאמרו בסוף קידושין, and as our sages said in the end of Tractate Kiddushin, וכל אלו לא נבראו אלא לשמש אותי. All these different things were created to serve me, ואני נבראתי לשמש את קוני. The Mishnah over there discusses why we work for a living. So the Mishnah says, one of the Tanaim over there says, did you ever see a fox that's a carpenter? Did you ever see a lion that's a blacksmith? The Mishnah gives different animals and says, you never saw one of them having a trade. And they all have parnasa, they all have food, you know, they don't go hungry. And they were all created to serve me, and I was created to serve my Creator. So why do I have to work so hard? They don't have to work so hard, they live, and they don't have to have all these jobs. Not all of them. Zebra doesn't kill others. A lot of animals that don't. What? ואם אני איני יודע בריאת קוני כלל, and turns out, if they were all created to serve me, and I was created to serve my Creator, well, if I don't know the fact that my Creator created me, בריאת השפלים טוב והבלי, then turns out that they were created for nothing. Their whole creation was pointless. So, let's think about that. Everything was created to serve me, and I was created to serve my Creator. If I fulfill my purpose, then they have a purpose. If I don't fulfill my purpose, then they don't have a purpose. Right? So, the stones all want to be under Yaakov Avinu's head. Why? Because they say, what were we created for? We're not just here to lie on the ground for eternity. We're here, now we could serve a great purpose. The tzaddik could sit on us, could lie on us. And the ants, meaning, okay, but here they could be, if we're going to say everything is there for the sake of the one who serves his Creator.
Hold on. The rock is there for the sake of the scorpion, for the sake that he has to kill a Russia, whatever.
Fine, granted. But if the top point is the one who serves his Creator, so then if he could serve him directly, or he could serve one that serves that serves that serves that serves, so you want to get closer up.
But you're saying that all creation was created for man, in order that man serves
his Creator. Yeah.
So everything, including the rock that's on the ground, has a purpose being on the ground.
Granted, I'm just saying, but they saw an opportunity here to come in direct service of the one that serves his Creator. So all the rocks want that. So, back to the Ramban. V'chen tachshov b'yamim. So think about days. Im emetu she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu dan olamo b'Rosh Hashanah. If we accept it, it's true that God judges the world on Rosh Hashanah. U'mitchilat b'riyato shel olam yasad ken. And from the initial creation, that's how God laid the foundations. V'ramaz ken lebriyotav b'shamayim shemazal l'chodesh moznayim. And he alluded this point to mankind, to the creations, in the fact that the constellation in heavens is the zodiac is the scale. Imken, mi shegala lecha sodo. If so, then the one who revealed to you his secret, v'amar lecha biyom ploni tavo lefanai. He said, on this day come before me, bedvar tchina, coming to me with words of compassion, begging for compassion, v'ishtachavaya, bowing before me, v'teratze leborecha, and so you will find favor in the eyes of your Creator. Uviyom asirim imenu, and 10 days away from that, on Yom Kippur titane, fast, ve'yichupar lach, and then you'll be atoned, v'chen al kol devar v'davar, amar lecha maaseh ploni nimcha, umkev otcha leborecha. What is the Torah really telling us? This action, that's a good action, that's going to bring you closer to your Creator. Umaseh ploni nimas, umachik otcha milfanav. And this action is considered disgusting before him, and it distances you from before him. En lecha chochma lazo. So if you think about it, then there's no wisdom other than that. Ve'en lecha da'at u'tvuna kazo, and you have no knowledge or understanding that comes close to that. Ve'chol chafatzecha lo yishvu ba'a, and anything you seek out won't equate that. Because if you think for a second, well, what am I here for? Well, what I'm here for is that. What is all creation here for? That. So when you have something that tells you how to do that, you have the Torah that guides us how in how to serve our Creator and how to come close, so then there's no second to that. There's nothing that can come close to that. V'chen amru b'midrash Tehillim, and so our sages said in the Midrash on Tehillim, Zeh shamar katuv l'ragli dvarecha ve'or l'nitivati. The verse says, your words are a candle for my feet and it's a light on my path. Amal David, David HaMelech said, Bati lechalel Shabbat, I came to desecrate the Shabbos. Ha'ir ali Torah, the Torah lit my path, as the verse says, Zachot yom Shabbat lekadsho, remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. Bati lenaef, I came to go with a woman I was prohibited going with. Ha'ir ali Torah, the Torah lit my path and said, Mot yumatanu efanu afet, one who does that gets a death penalty. That's what the David HaMelech said. Your words are a light, a candle, an oil lamp for my feet. And now the Ramban is going to a point where we saw the Rambam also dealt with. And that is the question, well, maybe the other nations also have a stake in the Torah. You look at the Christians, the Muslims, a person can say, well, they also have their guidebooks. Why is the Torah so precious? They also have their guides. They copied the Torah, they learned it. And when the Roman Empire overtook the different areas, they learned the Torah and they made themselves laws, dugma shel Torah, similar to the Torah. But the people who live in distant lands, they never learned Torah, and they never saw the Jews or the way they behave, or they haven't heard of them because of the boundaries that separate us. They behave like animals. Those foreign lands that they haven't heard of me, they haven't seen my honor. And that's what the nations initially said. When the nation saw the Jews had the Torah, and our Parsha, God reveals Himself to the Jewish people, what did the nation say? What nation is there that has such righteous laws? Lamadnu shlo haya b'oto zman umav lashon b'olam sheheilem nimusim tovim v'yisharim yishuvei amdinot ki Yisrael. We see that at that time, there was no nation that had a set of laws, a set of accepted behaviorisms that were as just as what the Jews had. So all of civilization stood back and said, wow, look at the way they behave. They all stood back when God appeared and gave us the Torah and our Parsha. The nations all looked on and said, what an amazing thing they got. Look at the way they're behaving. Upirush mishpatim kachu, and when we say they said they have such righteous judgments, that's what it means. V'chol shekein achukim shem ha-mitzvot ha-chakukot po'olam, and certainly the chukim, when they looked at the mitzvot that God built into the world, they looked at it and they appreciated the way the Jews behaved. And that's why the Rambam said, all these things, the Rambam says in the Hilchos Melachim, he says the words of the Christian of Yeshu and of the Arab that followed him, Muhammad, kulam netaken derech lemelech haMashiach. All these words are preparing the path for the Messiah. The world has already been suffused with the concept of the Messiah and the words of the Torah. By the fact that Yeshu developed Christianity and Muhammad led the people to Islam, so in essence, what they did was they spread the words of the Torah. They altered the Torah, but a lot of the concepts of the Torah they got and the concept of the Mashiach they got. And they caused the suffusion, they caused to spread out the words of the Torah to all the distant nations, many nations whose hearts were really covered. You see, people all over are discussing what it says in the Bible. You go to every hotel room in America, you have a Bible, people are discussing the Torah. So it's true, they altered it, but many of the concepts they did spread out. Some say, hey, these mitzvot are ancient, they're no longer relevant. They weren't meant for generations. And others said, oh, the Torah doesn't mean what it says. There are all kinds of hidden meanings, but you don't have to keep the Torah the way it is. And the Messiah already came. But But what says the Rambam? When the Messiah comes and he is elevated, miyadem kulam chozrim yodim shesheka nachlu avotahim. They've already been made familiar with the concepts, so that when the Mashiach comes, they'll recognize the truth. V'shenviyehim avotahim itum, and they'll recognize that their forefathers and their prophets have erred and have taught them incorrectly, and then they're already ready for the concept of Mashiach. So what do we see today in the Ramban? The Ramban began by saying, I know that the Ibn Ezra disagrees with me, but he's wrong. I disagree with him. The world was created for man. And being that all of creation was for man and he's created for his creator, then it turns out that his purpose is the service of his creator. And if we don't do that, then all of creation was for naught. And when a person looks at the fact that God told us, Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to do this. Yom Kippur, you're supposed to do that. And that's what's going to make you well off, that you'll be judged well. So then there's nothing smarter than that. And that's the knowledge of the Torah. And that's why we say that the Torah is our guide, because the Torah tells us how to behave. And when we look at the nations and we say, hey, wait a second, they also have laws. So we say, no, they don't have the real Torah. But what they have is something that's moving them forward, so that when Mashiach will come, they'll recognize what the real Torah is. So that's why we say the Torah that God gave us, that is the greatest thing and the greatest proof of God's existence. And that is the thing that really made us into what we are, so that when we got the Torah, the nations looked on and said, look at that nation, look at the Jewish people, look at what they got. What a tremendous thing they got. Today, that things have spread and other nations have things that are similar to the Torah, says the Ramban, it's going to be more difficult to discern. Notice the Ramban is taking a different path than the Rambam. The Rambam said, if you look at the depths of the Torah, you'll see that the Torah has a neshama and these things don't. It's like comparing a human with a monkey, saying he has a nose, he has hands, they must be the same. No, you recognize they're not the same. That's what the Rambam said when you compare Judaism with other religions. The Ramban doesn't seem to be going that path. The Ramban is saying, look, the Torah is the guide, it's the gift that God gave us. The other nations, so don't err. They have their guides which have concepts from the Torah, and that's only to help them move forward, but that's not the Torah. The Ramban doesn't take the next step that the Rambam took and say, well, what they have isn't even a Torah. They're just a bunch of guides. The Ramban isn't doing that. The Ramban is saying, look, it's right. They have a series of laws, and those laws are moving them forward. Eventually, they'll get to the right point, which is where we are. You guys see the difference?
Yeah, the Ramban is better.
Okay.
My mind.